guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, The one who recites durood upon me 50 times, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, which is regarding our role models, that whom should we choose as our role models, who are our examples. And today we will talk about such an example, we will talk about such a personality who is really our role model, who is a true role model for the Muslims, who is one of the closest persons towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a very close and beloved sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We look for role models here and there, we look for role models in the wrong fields, we look for wrong people, but the right people are those who have attachment with Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our right role models are those who will lead us to the path of Jannah. Our right role models are those who will lead us to the path of success, both in this world and in the hereafter as well. So we should make our mindset and set a criteria of choosing a role model. And we should give the same training to our children as well. We should give the same training to the young ones as well, that whom should they choose as a role model. Our role models are not those who are just for glamour, who are just for fun, who are just limited to the luxuries of this world. Our role models are those who make our lives successful and who make our akhirah successful as well. So today we're talking about such a role model, who is one of the most beloved companions of the most beloved of Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that sahabi is none other than Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The name of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His kunniyat is Abu Hafs and his title is Farooq. We all know how Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how brave he was, what kind of person he was. We all know and we all have heard regarding his justice, that what a just ruler he was, how his decision used to be full of justice, full of wisdom. The Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at first was not a Muslim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim when he was 27 years old, and in the 6th year after announcing the prophethood, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once sitting with the other mushrikeen. He was sitting with the other non-Muslims like Abu Jahl. And those people were planning to ma'adallah, may Allah forbid, to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were all planning. And now they were thinking that how should we kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I will kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. While the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had made dua for Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu already. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah azza wa jal, from Abu Jahl and from Umar, whomever you like from these two, guide them towards Islam. Just imagine, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made an intention that I am going to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is unaware that he will be murdered of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the way, he meets Hazrat Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, O Umar, you look very angry and you look in a rush. Where are you going? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I am going to kill Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I am going to murder him. Then, when Sayyidina Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, when he heard this, so he said that, you think that the people of Quraysh will leave you? You think that his family members will leave you? You think that his followers would leave you? Then, when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he said that, it seems like you have left the religion of your forefathers. seems like you have also become one of them. So let me sort you out before I go to Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me kill you first. Saying this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was ready with his sword. And Hazrat Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I am a Muslim and I do not fear oppression in this regard. So Sayyidina Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu also took his sword out. He pulled his sword out. Now the fight is about to begin. They are about to fight. But Nu'aym bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before you can do anything, go and see what is happening at your house. Go and see what is happening with your sister's family. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got furious. He asked, what has happened? So Nu'aym bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that your sister and your brother-in-law have both became Muslims. They have both left the religion of their forefathers and they have entered the fold of Islam. Your sister Fatima bint Khattab and your brother-in-law Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them have become Muslims. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu changed his direction. He started going towards his house. He is very angry. He is very frustrated. And he wants to know what's the reality. Now Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is heading towards his sister's house. And at the sister's house, what was happening was that Hazrat Khubab was sitting by the door inside the house. And he was reading the Holy Quran to both the husband and wife. Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha and to Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Hazrat Khubab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is reading the Quran to them and they are listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran, meanwhile Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. And as he came, so Hazrat Khubab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was reading the Holy Quran for the husband and wife, he closed the Quran, he went somewhere inside, because they knew the nature of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that how angry he would be. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, open the door. They did not open the door. Again, when it was said, open the door, they did not open the door. When it was insisted that open the door, then finally the door was open. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, he asked that what was being recited here? I heard you reading something. So the brother-in-law, Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tried to escape the question. He tried to change the topic. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu consistently asked that what was happening here? What was being recited? Then Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we were reciting the Holy Quran. We have become Muslims. We have become the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got angry and he said, you have left the religion of your fathers and forefathers. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, we have left the wrong belief of our forefathers and we have accepted the true religion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listening to this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got very furious. He got very angry and he held the beard of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and banged him to the floor. When Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the floor, the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came close and she tried to stop Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his hand on his sister as well. And the sister started bleeding from her face. But at the end of the day, she was the sister of the brave Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She said that, oh Umar, listen to me carefully, that you can squeeze even the last drop of blood out of our bodies, but you cannot make us change our religion. We will never ever change our religion. We are Muslims and we have declared that there is no Lord but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and his messenger. After listening to this and seeing the situation, the bloodshedding face of Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he calmed down and then he said that, give me the book. He said, give me the Holy Quran. So the sister said that, no, I cannot give you the Holy Quran because you are impure. You should go and have a bath first. You should go and have ghusl first. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and he performed ghusl. When he came back, the Quran was presented to him. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu started reading the Holy Quran. He was reading Surah Al-Taha. And when he came to this verse, that innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. That indeed, I am Allah, I am the Lord, and there is none worthy of worship besides me. So worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read this verse, then he said that, take me to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyidina Khubab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam last night, the Thursday night, he made dua for you. He said that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whomever from Abu Bakr and Abu Jahl you prefer, whomever from the both you choose, guide them towards the path of Islam. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went towards where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. At the time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was near the hill of Safa at the house of Hazrat Arqama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is at the house, at the residence of Hazrat Arqama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is heading towards where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inside the house, so there were few Sahaba Ikram standing by the door for security purposes. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if he is coming for a good purpose, then I would not do anything. But if he is coming with the intention to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I would not take any time to kill him. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was aware of everything. It was revealed to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding what is going to happen, regarding Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepting Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, O Umar, till when would you carry on this evil belief? Till when would you carry on the evil in you? Are you waiting for this evil to one day destroy you? Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard these words, when he heard the words of wisdom from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu instantly said that, I bear testimony that there is no worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for indeed you are his servant and his messenger. So this is how Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered the folds of Islam. He became a Muslim, and the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became accepted. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says beautifully, Ijabat ka sehra, inayat ka joda, dulhan ban ke nikli dua-e Muhammad. Ijabat ne jukkar gale se lagaya, badi naaz se jab dua-e Muhammad. So just imagine, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu set off with the intention of killing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Little did he know that he will end up becoming the follower of the same Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He became a Muslim and he entered the folds of Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we know, his title is Farooq. His title is Farooq. And why this title had been given to him? So, because when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his bravery, with his enthusiasm to act upon Islam, with his enthusiasm to act upon the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aren't we on the right path? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, for indeed, we are on the right path. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, why should we fear? We should open up and declare our faith. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu openly started declaring his faith. He would openly start telling people that, I am a Muslim. He would openly worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he had a personality who was distinguishing between right and wrong, who was distinguishing between haq and batil, that's why he got the title of Farooq, the distinguisher between right and wrong, the distinguisher between true and false. Look at the status of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said at one occasion, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيًّا لَكَانَ عُمَرَ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ, that if there were to be a Nabi after me, it would be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At another occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that indeed I see, I look at the shaitan, I look at the devils from jinns and human beings, for they indeed run away from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So look at the status of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time of Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a leader he was, that he would go in the streets of Medina to see who is in problem, to see who is hungry, to see who is facing hunger, to see who is facing problems, and he would help people. He would help people with financial supports. He would help people with food and everything. Once he was in the streets of Medina on his normal routine to check if everything is okay. So he heard some voices, some conversation, that a lady is telling her daughter that mix water in the milk. That daughter said that I cannot do this because I heard Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that this is wrong and we should not do this. So that woman said, but Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not here, he is not watching us. So that girl said that although he is not watching us, but I feel bad that I say yes in front of him, that yes, I will obey you, and behind his back, I am disobeying him. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his companion that keep this house in your mind and find out everything about the family. Next day, that sahabi found out everything about a family. He said that there is no man to work in the house. There is no man to earn livelihood for them. There is no one to earn money for them. And this girl, this young girl, is a very pious girl. She fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is a very pious girl. And she is a widow. Then what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did was, he went to his house and he called his sons and said that I show you this girl, whoever wants to marry this girl, you can marry that girl. Then Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accepted that girl, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made his son get married to that widow, that poor girl. Look at the mindset of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These people are our role models. These people are our examples. Look at the justice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at his enthusiasm for Islam. Look at his enthusiasm to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala also grant us this ability. Because these are our role models. And after listening to these things, after listening to their biographies, we should make our intention that we also have to become like that. From this episode, we should make an intention that how Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spread the word of Islam, I will also try my best to spread the word of Islam by giving neki ki dawat to others, be it family members, be it friends. But let's do a little bit. Let's call them towards the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's call them towards the Ijtima'at. Let's call them towards Madrasatul Madina Balighan. They would learn what is Ilm-e-Deen. They would learn regarding Abu Buzurgan-e-Deen. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, by doing this, we will also attain thawab from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with